Meanwhile, to another aspect of life in India you may not think about much, electricity. It's a huge problem for the country's government, since almost half of all Indians, especially the rural poor, still don't have electricity. But even in the relatively prosperous capital, New Delhi, the electric grid struggles to keep up, and power outages are a regular part of life. One reason has to do with a long-time black market commodity in New Delhi, free, unmetered electricity pulled illegally from the grid. Reporter Elliot Hannon has the story of a power company that's fighting back.
On a dark, empty street in an industrial neighborhood in New Delhi, Manish Arora and his men sit in a small van outside a crumbling factory. Arora suspects it's illegally stealing power from the grid. The business only operates at night, so Manish and his crew have gathered a team to try to catch the factory workers in the act. Manish's crew are all wearing dress shirts and slacks. By day, they're engineers for BSES, one of New Delhi's private power companies. Tonight, they bring a police escort in case things go wrong in the raid. Finally, they muscle open the door, and with pliers in hand, they enter a windowless room. It smells like burning plastic. Manish and his engineers shine their flashlights on every dangling wire. The factory only has two workers who seem confused and just return to the machine in the corner. It spits out spaghetti-like cords of aqua blue plastic in a tub of water, then dices them into bits that will later be turned into plastic bags. They take out a video camera and begin describing the evidence for their case.
These are illegal wires, which is feeding all the complete load.
Machine chala bhai.
Supply is feeding to this mixer.
What Manish and his crew have found here isn't at all unusual in New Delhi. Kamaljeet Ratan is spokesman for BSES. He says the Indian capital has long been a city of power thieves.
You can't blame those who stay in the slums. You can't just blame the industry. You can't just blame the traders and the shop owners. You can't just even blame the elite of Delhi. Everyone was into power theft. That's why you had a situation where almost 64% of the power supplied was never got built.
Until 7 years ago, the Indian government ran the power companies here, and the energy sector was awash in corruption. For 50 rupees, or about a dollar, customers could have a private electrician help them bypass their meters. As a result, the utility was starved of funds to improve its infrastructure, and electricity was scarce.
People have short memories, but the fact is, Delhi used to have power cuts for 8 to 12, 13 hours every day. Suddenly, the lights will go off.
By 2002, the state-run power company found itself $3 billion in the hole. So the government finally privatized the distribution of power. The company, BSES, took control of two-thirds of the city's grid and began investing heavily in infrastructure. They replaced old wires and installed new meters. Along with that came a new crackdown on power theft. Back at the plastics factory, the crew from BSES hack away at an illegal meter. They'll need it for evidence in court, so they rip it from the wall. By now, the factory no longer has electricity, so Manish Arora and his crew leave it in the dark. They head back to write a police report and to get ready for another raid tomorrow. For The World, I'm Elliot Hannon in New Delhi.